670 The Score's Mullin Haw is where Chicago starts their day with Bears Talk from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
For Ben Johnson, coaching Caleb Williams, you formulate what you want to do into what he can do.
They got the guy who can scheme guys open, who will make a difference, that can get people to think that they're better than they are. Ben Johnson schematically makes you think the Bears will be better as long as he's here.
If you missed it live, listen to The Score's Mullin Haw Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is Jones and Keefe.
What's your comfort level in this offense right now? When
defense? Yeah, I think we're building. I think I felt good, kind of reciting the plays and getting out of the huddle and getting in and out of checks, out there during the game. So it felt good to get that in the game's rep, and I think it'll continue to get better between me and coach. And I think the more we do, and the more we're kind of seeing the same things and stuff we can revert back to in a game setting, will always kind of help us going forward. And I think those guys, that were catching the football and blocking up front, I thought they play their butts off, and I think they deserve a lot of credit, and I gotta do my part.
Jones and Keefe right now on WEEI.
Are you ready for more of Drake May's plate, Keefe?
Yeah, no, of course. Give him a big old plate. Get him all kinds of stuff, like a buffet plate.
Some people,
you know what you do?
Some people can't handle the whole plate.
Well, then you go get a new plate. Get a fresh plate.
Well,
they don't want you bringing the old plate back up to the buffet. I think it's like a germ thing.
We'll start with a small one, though, and then you can get another one.
Yeah, if you eat everything on your plate,
and
like you tell your kid,
one.
You eat all that, then you can maybe have a second donut.
Mm.
Eat the whole donut first.
But then there are some parents who will tell you, now you're going to give them some sort of complex about how they got to eat everything that's on their plate.
Yeah, parenting's tough.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different things. If somebody's telling you, hey, you want them, force them to eat broccoli. Others are like, just let them eat whatever they want.
Right.
Like, well, I'm not going to do that.
Right.
Eating paste. Sitting here eating crayons. Like, you can't do that. You gotta sort of step in at times.
Yeah, it's a hard road to navigate, which I feel the Patriots' pain on this one. I do.
They do. They're trying to nurture their young quarterback.
You got
to
properly do it.
Uh-huh.
You got to properly do it. I did think it was interesting that Drake May said there, me and coach got to get on the same page. Because he keeps saying coach, how many times? He did it all press conference yesterday.
Hey, coach. It's better than Thundercat.
Well, you know what else he said, Keith? You pointed this out to me. I only noticed it in one answer with the EIF.
Oh, yeah.
He says, shoot, over and over and over again.
He's like, if you don't know he's from the South, just listen to him. He's
going to let you know.
Nobody around here says shoot.
Nope.
Right? But if you're from the South, I think that's sort of ingrained in, because it's like a polite way.
Yeah.
Because around here, we would just say.
He also says coach.
Coach.
Which I think is deferential, but it's also confusing because it's are you talking about Vrabel or are you talking about McDaniels? I think he's talking about McDaniels.
He's got a lot of coaches.
He does.
He does have a lot of coaches. I have no problem with that. Call him coach. He's your coach.
I know, but.
You should call him.
It's just confusing
Josh
for us because is he talking about Vrabel or is he talking about McDaniels?
Well, what was the question? I think I would go based off of the question, right?
The question was about his comfort level, and then it was about how much is on his plate. So I'm assuming that it's about McDaniels. That's the inference, but I don't think in any question he was asked directly about McDaniels.
In the transcripts,
yes.
Jones, and I did the research on this. In the transcripts, whoever transcribed it for that particular answer, in brackets.
Oh, they bracketed it for us.
Josh McDaniels.
Oh, they contacted. Okay, so
that's according to the transcriber.
He says coach, but Patriots Media Relations, very reliable.
Yeah.
They say Josh McDaniels.
It will continue to get better between me and coach, and then they put bracket Josh McDaniels.
Okay, good. Well, that's helpful.
Yeah.
All right, good. So now we know who he's talking. That was my inference.
He's talking about Josh McDaniels.
But so they got to get on the same page. Interesting. Just another thing that we're
one week in, you're not on the same page? What the hell were you guys doing all camp?
I thought that's what the offseason was for. I certainly thought it's what OTAs and mini camps and joint practices and preseason games were for,
and
but
so
what do I know?
This is not revisionist history because during the preseason, we thought he should play more, specifically because he and Josh McDaniels were working together for the first time, let alone Will Campbell and Henderson and Williams and all these guys. But like,
and specifically the Minnesota game.
The
Commanders game were both like couple series, fine. But that Minnesota game were like, he should play a half. And he played two series again and looked like garbage.
And you're like, it's almost like an established quarterback or a quarterback that has had the same coach and the same teammates and same level of success where you're like, I don't need to see. There were times I remember during the 20-year run of Tom Brady where I was like, I kind of wish he played less in the preseason, right? Like, I almost thought he did too much because you knew what he was. And with Drake May, we didn't. And you saw that in week one, and you're like, not that two more series would be the biggest difference in the world, but I don't know, it could help you, right? Because that's a situation where wins and losses don't matter at all in the preseason. You could just work on stuff, get the comfort level up, because that is one thing that stood out. He just didn't look super comfortable. And maybe that's why some of the airmail throws happen, is because he's not super comfortable or super confident in the offense and everything else. So, you know, did they maximize training camp and the preseason? Very early results, but it would lead to be no thus far.
That's how I feel about it. Yeah. And we have questions here on Jones and Keefe. You can discuss at 617-779-7937. Interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. And you can do the same on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. Can he handle the job? And that's a big overarching question that covers a lot of different things. Like, can he handle the coaching? Can he handle the pressure? And that's not even specific to New England, like it would have been for Mac to a degree, Cam the year after Brady. It's not even just, you know, who used to be here and constantly compared to Brady, but it's just the pressure of being an NFL quarterback.
Yeah. Well, he's like, he does have the benefit of being four quarterbacks removed from the greatest of all time.
Correct.
Right. Cam Newton had that tough job. And I thought Cam Newton had the right personality. Obviously, the season didn't go his way and he was kind of shot, but he had the right personality. Like, I'm a league MVP. I can take over for Brady. But then you're like, all right, you move on. Then Mac Jones, Bailey Zappi, Jacoby Brissett. We are all now desperate for somebody else to sort of be that lead quarterback for a decade. Like, that's the idea when you draft somebody this high in the draft, that he sort of takes over, establishes himself in the first couple of years, and then you have the thing that we had here for so long, and maybe we took it for granted a little bit, is just every offseason not being the team being like, who's the coach, who's the quarterback? Too many teams, the whole AFC East for years and years and years, they were just shuffling them around. To the point where, like, Rex Ryan coached two of the three other teams in the division. Chad Pennington, quarterback, two of the three teams in the division. Like, they're all bopping around. You don't want to be that, because that's where you set yourself back so far, and the chances of you making a run are just so slim.
So, it's true. And, you know, can he handle the job comes right down to his accuracy, cleaning up turnovers, the silly fumble, just being over-amped to start these games. Like, yeah. We talked yesterday how it's a huge week for Mike Vrabel and his whole operation and getting people on board, the belief from players, fans, whatever, but specifically in that locker room, belief in Vrabel that they're on the right track. People expect big things this year. I assume the team expects big things this year, at least a big step forward, if not a playoff berth. So you can't lose to the Dolphins this week. Same thing for May. If May is going to be the guy and he's going to be on pace to be a franchise quarterback here in New England, I would like to see him start to turn some of this around, cleaning up turnovers, cleaning up inaccuracy, and actually piling up wins. So can he handle the job? I don't think we know the answer yet, but we're going to start to find out hopefully on Sunday against the Dolphins. Again, 617-779-7937. He was asked about his plate.
Yeah, there's a lot of plate talk.
A couple of different ways.
I don't know if we should credit Phil Perry for this or blame him for this, because it's been all plate talk for like four straight days.
Yeah, it's not bad though.
I like it.
Good play talk.
Yeah, I like it.
Is what it is. So he very definitively disagrees that his plate is too full. In fact, he says there's not too much on his plate.
Is anything like too much on your plate?
No. I mean, I think, like I said previously, anytime you're playing quarterback in the NFL, it's a lot on your plate. You know, you're playing quarterback for, you know, one of 32 teams. You know, it's a lot, and you know, something I don't take for granted. You know, what a special position it is in this league, and a lot of good that comes with it, and there's a lot of stuff that's on your plate, and that's just part of it. So trying to do whatever I can to, you know, study as much as I can, and you know, hear the play calls and study the formations before he calls them. And like I said, there's a lot of things that go into it, being accurate and play calling and getting in and out of plays. So just trying to like I said, get a good grip on it. I think the more we do that, you know, kind of throughout the weeks and as the season goes on, the better I'll feel for in this offense.
Okay. So, no, not too much on his plate. There's a lot of stuff you got to deal with.
The right
the job.
Amount. The Goldilocks on the plate. So, that's good. I guess we'll be fine. I mean, I think it feels like something's going to change, though, right? Like, they can say all the right things. Or do you think it's going to be more of the same?
Well, so this is a question I have. How do you think they help him on Sunday? And I know part of your answer is play Diggs more, play Henderson more. Yeah. I do know that's part of your answer. I think a lot of people want more balance on offense. But what do you do? Do you say, we talked about this, I think, in the crossover with Hart, or was this I forget if it was off the air, but he's like, let him be him.
Yeah,
let him go out there and sling, let him run. Don't put the reins on him. Like, go out there and let him play free. So I think there are a lot of things they could do to help him. I'm curious what you think him this weekend.
I think that would be ideal, but I don't know if they're willing to do that. Like, so they had all camp, all preseason.
It did not look that way week one.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And, like, to the point where he, like, over-exaggerated his slides to make it look like, hey, see, coach, I'm not running. So I don't think you take one loss and then just say, all right, we're going to do everything different. Because that's also kind of crazy. Like, how committed really were you to this plan if you're willing to change it all like
But you should adjust.
You should adjust.
You don't want to throw out everything you had planned and you were building to, but you should adjust on how bad you guys were last week.
Yeah, so that's what I would do. I agree with Hart on that. I would let him run around a little bit more. I would have design runs. I would also tell him, hey, if it's not there, feel free to run. I would do all that. I don't think they are. I think what's going to make him successful on Sunday, and there's probably a 50-50 chance of this, is if they have success running the ball. Like, they didn't run the ball well last week, and then they didn't do it in the second half. But if it goes the other way, and Henderson and Stevenson have a really good game, and now it's, you know, second and four every time, or third and one every time, then I think Drake May, like most quarterbacks, will probably be fine. But if it's third and 10 more often than not, then no, I don't think he's going to have a very good game. So I kind of want Josh McDaniels to call the game a little bit differently. I don't have a lot of confidence that he will, but they could still have success if, you know, Henderson and Stevenson and the offensive line have a much better game against Miami than they did against the Raiders defense.
So you dig in on the Colts last week. They ran for a lot of yards against Miami. They ran for 156, but it was 40 attempts. And they were up early. Miami kept turning it over.
Yeah, they probably ran a lot in the second half.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the efficiency was in the first half. I can dig in further on that.
But Indiana Jones had a couple of touchdown runs.
This is what I was going to say. It wasn't all Jonathan Taylor just running wild. In fact, Taylor ran for 71 yards on 18 carries, just under four a pop.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones had 7 carries, 26 yards, 2 touchdowns. He also did whatever he wanted. He threw for 272. He's 22 out of 29 with another touchdown. So he had his way with this defense.
I think 7 carries for Drake May would be good.
Well, it was 4 last week, and I think were there any designed? I don't recall one off the top of my head designed. I don't want to say there definitively weren't.
I thought there was one. I heard somebody talking about it, said there was none, but I remember one.
Okay.
But whatever.
So let's say one out of the four was a designed run. The others were scrambles where he slid like a yard in front of the line.
And like really weird over the top slides.
Yes.
Like on your backslide.
So let him.
Well, that was last time he didn't. He got popped in the head and got a concussion.
No, I know, but it's like they clearly taught him to do it this way, and he just like was overboard.
It didn't. It just didn't look right. I don't want him to get hurt. And it's probably, you don't need to fight for an extra yard or two there when you're only getting two or three anyways. But it didn't look right. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
So look, the matchup is there. If you want to take advantage of it, are the Patriots going to let him take advantage of it? And on some level, I do think they lean on the run early and see if Miami can stop it. If they can't, stick with it. And don't get away from it like you did last week. I think those are ways to help
him. And like, this is a McDaniels thing more so than it is even Drake May or Mike Vrabel. But you're up by 3, you could still run the ball. You're down by 4, you can still run the ball.
100%.
Right? It was like, oh boy, we're in trouble now.
Minnesota was down, was it 11? Against Chicago, was it 17-6 at one point in that game? I forget the exact. They kept running. They didn't get away from the run.
Right.
You abandoned the run in a one-score game that you were leading in the second half.
Strange.
And so that's something to stick with if you want to help Drake May this weekend. Can he handle the job, and how do you help him? 617-779-7937. We're going to go on the clock at high noon. We'll tell you what the Patriots need to do to get their first win. Some overlap here with how they help Drake May. We'll talk to Rob Bradford at 11:30. We do that every Thursday, get the latest on the Red Sox. Aroldis Chapman is human, Keith. I know you were rooting for some of that. We'll get to it later on in the program.
You'll thank me later.
I think you big brained this one, to be honest.
Yeah, I think you're going to kind of like it.
So we'll get to
long-term.
That.
This is a long-term big picture play. Take.
Bad for yesterday, for the long term. Yes. We also have a key for madness for you at 12:45, so stay tuned for it. A couple of texts here early on in the show. Who has a better day on Sunday, Keith? Drake or Mac? Mac is now starting, it sounds like, for sure this weekend for the Niners, and it could be for like the next month.
Yeah,
right?
I think Purdy's out 2 to 5 weeks, or expected to be out 2 to 5 weeks with turf toe.
Turf toe.
Dude, turf toe stinks.
I thought it was a shoulder.
Apparently really banged up.
I guess he had both in the
head,
game.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
I thought it was his left shoulder, but he's out with turf toe, so Mac is starting.
Honestly, it might be kind of a toss-up. They both have a great matchup, right? San Francisco's playing the Saints, but there's no George Kittle.
Right.
There's no Jennings, right? That's what Nick said? Or is he questionable?
I'm actually not sure about him.
He's questionable. Okay. I know he couldn't lift his arm. They said it on the broadcast.
Throw it low. Throw the ball low to him.
Low throw.
He'd catch it right in his...
That'd be a problem for Drake.
No problem with that.
That'd be a problem for Drake early in these games.
For sure. Oh, maybe that's the theory. Maybe Drake May just needs taller receivers. Have you thought about that?
Yeah.
Is he overthrowing guys, or are they too short?
I had not been thinking about it, but yeah,
they
maybe
need
get
to
him.
Get some really tall guys, like LeBron James.
Oh, that's tall.
Yes.
Okay.
He airmails these guys. He needs to go like tallest receivers in the league type of guys.
Get him Boban.
But yeah, I'll answer your question.
Teo Johnson, I remember from Madden, was like the tallest guy in the game. Get him Teo Johnson. I had a retirement. What's he doing?
So both are on the road, Drake May and Mac Jones. I'll take Drake May, but I don't think it's going to be in like a knockout. Because I think Mac Jones is terrible.
All right, so just stop with that. That's already bad enough. You're debate. I don't know. Like Mac or Drake, it's legitimately a debate.
It is. Do you think it's decisive one way or the other?
No, I'd take Drake, but I'm with you. I don't feel great about it.
I know.
I don't at all.
Part of that's the play caller and everything else that's tied up in it.
Teo Johnson, by the way, 6'7", 260.
6'7"?
That's a big boy.
Man.
Is what that is.
No, he's just tall.
Yeah, he's been
everyone on one who... He kind of big-shamed Morgan Moses. He's like, hey, he's tall, big. That was a great line.
He did big-shame
like,
him.
We do need a host of the week, though.
Well, I
have a candidate.
We're talking to Milt the Stilt tomorrow, so like maybe we can ask him at least about his stance who is a host.
I'm one episode behind on MTV Challenge.
Oh.
CT could be host of
the week. CT might be. You didn't watch the new one last night?
I didn't. So I watched last week's last night.
Yeah.
So I'm one behind.
Yeah, CT.
CT had a rough go.
Struggling.
So I don't know how much longer he's going to last.
He's struggling
with
the ladder.
Don't spoil it for me.
Yeah.
But I think he could be Massachusetts native, New England legend.
CT, host of the week.
I think CT showed up as host of the week.
Get him in the mix.
I think he's a nominee. Put him out there.
I don't hate it one bit.
All right.
Speak that one into the ether. By the way, this question is from Twitch. I find this interesting because I've never asked Greg about this.
Yeah.
Text line says, Jones, I have a question from Twitch.
Okay.
Why do some of you use headphones, but some of you don't? Are they even necessary?
So I think everybody but Greg does.
No, I don't. Does Courtney always?
Oh, actually, I don't know. So it's very strange. Every radio show I've ever been a part of, everybody uses headphones. Because one, you can't hear the callers unless you have headphones in.
Yeah.
Also, if you don't have headphones in and you're talking to the microphone, you just sound like really quiet.
Correct.
Somehow, for some reason, like because... But anyway,
I already scream all the time. Yeah. If I didn't have headphones on, I'd be screaming even more.
Like you wouldn't be able
to hear
you. You wouldn't be able to hear Nick or Billy if they just wanted to chime in. You wouldn't be able to hear any of that sound drops or whatever. Greg actually does have a pair of headphones, but he puts them
He treats them like speakers.
And cranks them up and listens to it that way. I've never seen that
like
before.
Like desktop speakers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I've never seen that before, but that's what he does.
I mean, look, Greg's a veteran of the industry.
Maybe we should all do it that way.
I've never asked Greg why he does or does not do that, but good question from Twitch.
I think
it's wild because his mic does pick it up.
If you look
at the files, you could see Greg's headphones.
What's
going on there?
I'll have to look at the files in the next
files,
week, Nick.
Yeah,
I got to check the files is what I got to do.
Wow.
But yeah, that's good inside radio there.
That is
the
a good question and a thoughtful answer.
We're all pro headphones on this show.
Oh, yeah.
But why does Greg do it? Interesting question.
I don't know.
617-779-7937. A reminder that Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. Sly Stallone, he's back, Keith.
Woo!
In the original hit series, Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built to protect.
670 The Score's Mullen Haw is where Chicago starts their day with Bears Talk from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
For Ben Johnson, coaching Caleb Williams, you formulate what you want to do into what he can do.
They got the guy who can scheme guys open, who will make a difference, that can get people to think that they're better than they are. Ben Johnson schematically makes you think the Bears will be better as long as he is here.
If you missed it live, listen to The Score's Mullen Haw Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Protect his empire. You can stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus. It's a big thumbs up from Billy back there, I know. So get Paramount Plus. You can watch Tulsa King and the latest there with Sly Stallone. We'll get to your phone calls coming up. 617-779-7937. We can get into Steph Diggs as well. We mentioned he should play more this weekend. Can the Patriots count on him? We'll get to that right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
670 The Score's Mullen Haw is where Chicago starts their day with Bears Talk from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
For Ben Johnson, coaching Caleb Williams, you formulate what you want to do into what he can do.
They got the guy who can scheme guys open, who will make a difference, that can get people to think that they're better than they are. Ben Johnson schematically makes you think the Bears will be better as long as he is here.
If you missed it live, listen to The Score's Mullen Haw Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.